Cool. 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 Yes. Love your voice in this level. Excellente. Okay. So make sure you're sitting or lying down in a nice comfortable position, and let's begin, shall we? So before we do anything at all, I just want to explain to you the nature of confusion and fractionation inductions, because of course it's very, very important to understand exactly what we're in for, right? Of course. So, fractionation is very simple. I do it all the time, so it must be. It's very basic. In fact, it's so basic that it's so easy for everybody to get into it, because all you need to do to fractionate yourself is to go into trance and out of trance. Simple, right? And trance is a very easy state to be in. I think people take it for granted sometimes of just how easy it is to go into trance. That's right. Easy. And people always tell me, but secret subject, is so hard for me to go into trance. It's like, well, actually, no. You could be in a trance right now and you might not even know it. And the more you think about that idea, the more you start to ruminate on the idea of what it feels like to go into trance for you. So, I'm always explaining to people that the idea of trance is a very simple place to be in, because all it takes for you to go into trance is a sense of absorption, dissociation, and suggestibility. If you're able to listen and focus and fixate on the sound of my voice, then you're able to go into trance. Like right now, when you're focusing and fixating on the sound of my voice, I just want you to imagine something for me. So just close your eyes. That's right, close your eyes and imagine something for me. I want you to imagine the number zero in the back of your mind. That's right, zero. And zero is a special number, a powerful number. It has a lot of magical, special qualities to it. Do you know why? It's because when you multiply zero by zero, you get zero. That's right. If you take zero and you add zero to zero, you still get zero. It's like when you take a whole bunch of nothing and you add more nothing, you still get nothing. If I take nothing and I take away nothing, I still have nothing. So if I asked you to think about nothing and then add no more nothing to that nothing that you're already thinking about, you'd find yourself still thinking about nothing. And it's the same with the number zero. If you can imagine the number zero in the back of your mind, it's a circle, right? And a circle has a magical property to it where it can just loop itself around and around and around. Where it begins and where it ends, it doesn't matter. Because there is no beginning, there is no end, there is just that infinity just going around and around and around. Just like when you're thinking of nothing, and the more nothing occurs. And the more you think about nothing, the more you just think about more nothing. And thinking about nothing makes you think about more nothing. And we can multiply that nothing by more nothing, and you still have nothing, right? And then, it's as easy as just asking you to open your eyes, and just stare, fixate on a spot on the wall for a moment. That's right. And right now, with your eyes open, you can just realize that actually, you're slightly out of trance. That's right. And I say slightly, because you're still thinking about nothing. And it's funny because while you're staring at the wall, you think about nothing and you might imagine that zero going around and around and around in your mind. And as you close your eyes now, that's right, close your eyes and just focus on it again, fixate on it. The more you focus, the more you fixate, the more you start to realize that you're going deeper and deeper and deeper into a trance state. Because we already have that first step. We already have that first step into going into trance, right? Absorption, fixation. You're fixated on that number in the back of your mind. You're fixated on focusing on the sound of my voice and that number zero, just looping around and around and around in the back of your mind. And as you open your eyes again, you find yourself fixating and staring at the spot on the wall, but also thinking about nothing. And the more you think about nothing, the more and more nothing occurs. And it's just a thing that just starts to loop around and around and around and around. And it's almost like when you close your eyes, it's a relief in the back of your mind that you'll just be able to sink just a little bit deeper and just a little bit deeper every single time. And it's nice, isn't it? As I say, close your eyes. That's right, close your eyes and follow me down, down, down. That's right. Deeper and deeper and deeper. And wouldn't it be so nice just to think about nothing at all? A peaceful stillness caressing over your mind, but yet your mind is still there, looping around and around and around. And it's fun to know that every single time a thought pops into your head, it's just there with nothing. And of course, the more you start to think about nothing, the more nothing occurs, and it just continues to go around and around and around and around. Isn't that nice? I think so. And of course, you don't think at all, so it's even nicer. It's adorable watching people like you go into trance like this, because I get to see people start thinking about things that they never thought about before until they just think about nothing at all. Or they think about the things that I tell them to think about, and that is just wonderful. Open your eyes. And as you open your eyes, you fixate on that spot on the wall. And as you focus and fixate on that spot on the wall, you start to feel those familiar trancey feelings just creeping over your mind. As the focus just shifts to my voice, as the focus just shifts to the spot on the wall, as your focus shifts between the wall and the space between the wall and your eyes, and the space between your ears where my voice just sits in the back of your mind, and all those things just seem to pull your focus from one to the other, to the other, to the other. Or maybe you can focus on all three at once, and that's okay. You can just focus and fixate on all of those things while your eyes just start getting heavier and heavier. That's right, those eyes just start blinking more and more, and that's okay. Because then you start focusing on that as well. The heaviness in your eyes, the sound of my voice, and the space between your ears as it just wraps around your mind, the space between your eyes and the wall and the spot on the wall all at the same time. And it just feels so good to have your eyes, those eyes getting so heavy, droopy, drowsy. And maybe at the same time you focus and fixate on your body, you focus and fixate on how your body feels right now. The space between your eyes and the wall, the spot on the wall, the sound of my voice between your ears, and the feeling, that heavy, droopy, drowsy feeling in your eyelids as they blink more and more and more. And what would happen if you just closed them? Would all those things just cease to be there? Would it all just fade away, or would it just all be there but with your eyes closed? Who knows? Why don't you find out? Close your eyes. That's right, close your eyes. And just let everything go for a moment. And as you let everything go for a moment, you can just relax and sink into the sound of my voice, allowing my voice to draw you even deeper and even deeper and even deeper down. Down into comfortable relaxation, down into comfortable stillness. Down into this place where you can be easily fractionated. That's right, it's so easy to be here, isn't it? It's so easy just to be here right now, thinking of nothing, focusing on the fractionated feelings. And that's a fun thing about fractionation that I love, is that people feel these feelings of fractionation differently. But a lot of people tell me the same thing. They say that it just feels so fun and fuzzy, like being wrapped up in a warm blanket. And their mind is just being caressed by the fun, fuzzy, fractionated feelings. It's like right now when I say to open your eyes again, open your eyes. And as you open your eyes, you find yourself staring at that spot on the wall. But something has changed, something is slightly different, because your mind feels both here and there and not here at the same time. It feels different somehow. It's like when you're just waking up from a nice long nap, and you feel both here and there at the same time. You feel like you're both in the room and out of the room at the same time, and it's just like that time when your mind is both here and not at the same time. And as you close your eyes now, you start to feel yourself returning back to that comfortable stillness, that comfortable relaxation of trance. And as you open your eyes again, you find yourself back in that place, that in-between space, that middle space between wakefulness and sleep, between aware and yet not at the same time. And it's fun to be in this space, to be in this place where you're both awake and asleep, asleep and awake at the same time. And then you close your eyes and you just sink even deeper and even deeper and even deeper down each and every single time. Each and every single time. And of course, it's just conditioning your mind to get better and better and better at going down into this place. It's almost like putting a pause on your mind and just saving this place. Saving this place so your mind knows when your eyes are closed and you go down into trance, this is the place. These are the feelings. This is how you go into trance. It's very easy. It's so simple. Just to return here each and every single time. You fall into trance so easily, so effortlessly. But of course, only at the right time. when the time and the space is appropriate, when it's ready and time for you to fall back into trance like this. And as you open your eyes, you find yourself back in that middle space. The middle space of not quite awake and not yet asleep. Both and nothing and neither at the same time. And this time as you close your eyes, I want you to double that feeling. I want you to double that feeling. Feel even better as you just drop into trance, as you close your eyes. That's right, close your eyes and just sink. Just drift, just fall down, down, deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And it's easy. So very, very easy just to be here right now. That's right. You've done so well. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized. Back to the world of the waking. And when I reach the number 10, you'll also just be full of energy, full of life, full of joy and happiness, remembering each and every single moment of this trance. And it's okay if you feel a little bit fuzzy and a little bit fractionated still. That's perfectly normal and natural for some people. Some of you might and some of you might not, and that's okay. But you can know that this feeling will fade over time, making sure that when you wake up, you can find yourself some water, you can hydrate, and you can take good care of yourself. And you can know when you wake up that you feel so good, so happy, so content, because you have done such a wonderful job today, being confused and fractionated. That's right. So coming up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, that's right. Energy starting to flood your body. You feel yourself move and stretch just a little bit with 4, 5, 6, that's right. Coming up, up, up with 7, 8, 9, and on the next number, wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized with 10, wide awake. Hi everybody. I hope you enjoyed that little trance experience, and as always, keep it trancey. I will see you later. Goodbye.